there are things, places like brick factories or mines, where the whole family normally work, including children. And children have no independent identity or independent say. They are the part of the family. If the father has borrowed some money from the employer, or the grandfather has borrowed some money from the employer, because it's a male-dominated society, so it is not the mothers who borrow money and make the deal. It is the fathers normally, male members. And if they have done it, then the family has to work. If the children are born and grew up there, they start working from their very early childhood, 5 years, 6 years old children. And it goes on and on. So the children have no say. Neither they are considered as bonded labor or child labor in their independent capacity, because they are the part of the family which are held in bondage, which is held in bondage. So that is the case of many. But the places like, say, glass industries in Firozabad, thousands of children were working. Not all of them are bonded, some of them are, but they are there in their independent capacity. But most of them are working as child labor, go back home in the evenings, but work for the whole day in extremely bad conditions, melting the glass pieces, glass powder, and then molding into the bangles and things like that, the bulb, glass bulbs and things. So they work as child labor, and some of them are child slaves in their own capacity, not along with the families. So is the case of carpet industry, the rug making, which is infamous in India, Pakistan, Nepal. And so several thousands, rather hundreds of thousands of kids in South Asia are still engaged in making rugs in their own independent capacity. We realized in, say, early 80s or mid 80s, that on one hand we rescue the children at the risk of our lives. Risk of our lives means something that I lost two of my friends. One was shot dead and one was beaten to death in these operations and or after the operations. All of us have injuries and scars on our bodies. I have been beaten up several times. My senior colleagues who are working with me, activists, they were attacked and beaten up. So we have all the dangers when we rescue the people, because these people are like mafia.